guards, no masters, only helpful advice.
It's Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union representative Justine Sachs.
Kia ora, Justine.
Kia ora, Rachel. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm still beaming after this weekend. But anyway.
It's been a big one. I'm sure there's a lot of cheerful union people out there.
Definitely.
We have got some questions from the listeners coming through from the last week. So let's just dive into it.
Absolutely.
First one we've got here is from someone who said a potential employer asked in my interview if I was thinking about having a baby. Is this allowed?
No, that's not allowed. That's gender discrimination, contravenes your human rights, and they very well know that, and they think that employer probably just thinks they can get away with it, but it absolutely is institutional gender discrimination. It's absolutely illegal. So no.
Is there anything?
Definitely not allowed.
Is there anything you could do about that? I mean, obviously, this person's not employed yet by this employer, but is there anything you can do about that? Is there like an authority you can report that kind of stuff to?
So that's a really good question, and the truth is, I had to think about this, and the only people I think that would be good to talk to about it in terms of knowing what you can do is the Human Rights Commission.
Right.
And I'm sure that they'll be very, very happy to talk to you about that, about how you might lay a complaint or what you can do.
Right.
If an employer does something like that. So the Human Rights Commission, if you Google them, you can find out all their contact details, and there's some really great people who would be very, very happy to hear, you know, to help you out.
Cool. Thank you. All right. We've got someone else here who says, how does advance annual leave work? I think I'll need to take some over the Christmas break. Will I be indebted?
So, yep, advance annual leave, that's when you haven't accumulated enough leave to take the leave that you want to take, and sometimes your employer will offer you an advance, right? And so that means that the next year, so say you have 4 weeks of annual leave, but in 1 year you wanted to take 5 weeks off, your employer can, on a discretionary basis, offer you that leave in advance, but that would mean that you would only have 3 weeks of leave in the next year.
Okay. That makes sense. Paying it forwards or something like that, kind of.
Yeah, exactly. Paying it forward.
Someone says I've run out of sick days, and then in brackets, all genuine reasons, lol. And it makes me feel like I should be going to work when I'm sick. What else can I do? Do I have to use annual leave?
Okay. I totally believe this person. We've all had to take more sick days this year because of the pandemic. Every time you have even the slightest sniffle, you have, you know, if you're a responsible person, you want to stay at home and make sure that you don't go to work. So I completely understand. But I have good news. The government is going to increase your sick leave balance to 10 days.
Mint.
So, So hopefully that'll solve your problem. But in the meantime, you should be able to use your annual leave. Just request that from your employer. The other thing is your employer, I don't know where you work, but some places have discretionary extra days of sick leave that they use on an as-needed basis, but I don't know what your contract looks like. But as I said, good news in the broader sense, because we will be getting 10 days of sick leave legislated.
That is good news. So I guess it's just something that you should have a chat with about your boss. Is that probably a good place to start if you were sort of...
Yeah, that is a good place to start and come up with a plan. Just say, I would say, this is how I feel. I feel like I should be going to work when I'm sick, but obviously you don't want me to, and that's a good question to ask, because they need to also reaffirm that they, support people staying home when they're sick, especially in the current climate. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Someone says, my boss wants to drug test everyone at work and they are anti the weed referendum. I smoke and I'm scared. Do you have any advice? Can I refuse?
Yes, you can legally refuse. There's no reason for your boss to want to test everybody at work because they're anti the weed referendum. They have no basis to want to test people. There's like limited, even then you still need people's agreement. But basically, if someone's inebriated at work, and the boss requests it, it's a reasonable request in some ways, because obviously like someone's not sober at work, but even then the person can refuse. So in this case they just want to test everybody just because it's that's their opinion, and so you absolutely can refuse. But I just want to say that the worry here isn't that they can do anything to you based on your refusal. It's that they can retaliate against you if you're the only one to refuse,
right?
And that could that can mean that, you know, there's a bias against you, especially because if your boss is doing it for political reasons. So I would talk to all your coworkers and say that, you know, everyone should refuse, because actually you have every right to refuse. All of you do. And there's no reason, you know, and so if you do it together, there's a safety in numbers as well. But yes, to this person as an individual, you absolutely can't refuse. But I would want everybody to refuse, because they shouldn't be doing anything like this. This is bad practice as an employer.
Well, thank you very much, Justine, for answering all of these questions from the listeners over the last week. If people have thoughts or things that they're worried about that they'd like to put to you, 5395 is the number, and we will ask you some more questions next Monday.
Sounds great.
We'll see you then.
See you. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, take that, the man.
Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union representative Justine Sachs.